AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live for First Class Sounds. It's the one and only DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby. Jade, Kodak, Shot Jones, and it's time for another Big Facts Friday. What the hell is going on, peoples?
Hello.
What's the dealio?
Everything's solid. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm. Everything's amazing.
Can't complain.
Any hardships in life right now?
Nah. Not at all.
Life is no amazing. Hardships. Everything's good.
Life is good.
So today we're going to actually deal with two words of the day, and we're going to explain why we're doing these two words, because we're going to put them against each other. So set it off, Jade.
Okay, so the two words that we're doing today are justification and validation.
Okay.
The textbook Saltine definition of justification is the action of showing something to be right or reasonable. And in theology, the action of declaring or making righteousness in the sight of God.
Mm.
So the urban definition of justification is the act of trying to find plausible answers for your not always too bright actions, motives, speeches, or any other physical, mental, committed by anything.
That's right.
Hmm?
Trying to take over your bullshit. That's right. What you got, Kodak?
So validation, right. The act of checking or proving the validity or accuracy of something, the action of making or declaring something legally or officially acceptable.
And what's the urban?
Validation, well known, but it's validation seeking behavior. Describes an action that is seeking external approval from others, typically to solve some deep rooted childhood trauma.
I don't think
childhood trauma got to be part of it.
Justification. So what we basically going to deal with today is
the difference between the two.
Validation versus justification, or justification versus validation, however you want to do it. So putting them two together, what's the difference between the two and what means more?
I feel like justification is when you're trying to justify the right in something as opposed to the wrong. And I feel like validation is when you are trying to, what am I trying to say? Validation is when you're trying to solidify the value. Well, not solidify the value, but you're trying to basically, I'm lost at what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay, so.
When you're trying to justify some shit, I feel like the shit that you're trying to prove right is really wrong, and you're trying to like build your case to make other people feel the way that you feel. And then when I feel like you're trying to show the validity in some shit, or when you're trying to validate some shit, you're basically just reiterating what's already right about it. You see what I'm saying?
So you're saying justification is some bullshit and validation is not, in basically, so many words. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree, because justification, well, really both of them come from you seeking to either prove to or like make other people feel like you're doing the right thing. So it's really you trying to make outside people okay with whatever you're trying to do.
Justification.
That's justification. I feel like with validation, you might be trying to prove, validate yourself.
But I thought valid is all facts. Like, if something is valid, like a parking validation.
Yeah,
like,
you're trying to reiterate the right in something.
Okay.
Oh, look. What the dictionary said?
I just looked up
validation versus justification.
Yeah.
Okay, and it says, as nouns, the difference between justification and validation is that justification is a reason, explanation, or an excuse which provides convincing.
You're trying to build a case for something that is wrong. Mm-hmm.
Morality, acceptable support for behavior, or the belief or occurrence, while validation is the act of validating something.
Valid, right?
Yeah, just if does valid mean right or wrong? So is validation right,
justification is wrong.
Valid is more like facts. Justification is more like cap.
Facts.
That's the way I see it. The basic way of seeing it. But yeah. I guess like.
But you can only seek validation. You can't seek justification, because when you try to justify something, at least you trying to tell other people why it's okay.
Try to convince. Basically, when you're trying to justify something, you're trying to convince people to see shit the way that you already see it. When you're trying to validate something, you're just reiterating what's already known that's positive about the situation, from my understanding.
I thought justification and justifying something is just trying to come up with a reason for your actions.
But isn't the root word?
That's what I thought.
Isn't the root word of justify, justification, and all that just? Ain't that the root word?
Justice.
Justice or just?
Justice.
It says justice? Yeah. So just don't have nothing to do with it.
If you justify some shit, man, it's like if I tell my wife I ain't come home last night because I was sleeping. I'm trying to goddamn.
You're going to follow that up with I worked all day. I had to fucking run.
Exactly. I'm justifying because I'm justifying some wrong shit to me.
Well, no, I think.
But you could justify right shit.
Yeah, you
can
justify right shit.
So justification has nothing to do with right.
Okay, so let's say you.
But you validate right shit.
Let's say you didn't come home, but you ain't got no proof that you ain't come home. You got to justify why. I'm telling you, I did this and this and this, and I didn't come home.
That's what I just said. Like, I had to work, I had to run, I had to do this, and that is why I was tired and too tired to come home.
But validation is, here, look at the goddamn video. I'm telling
you,
this is why I went home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's validation. Valid, you can't really be argued. Justification, you can still be right. You could be lying or you could be telling the truth, but it's like you kind of trying to prove something that you can't prove. So you got to persuade the person to be like,
but
oh,
with validation,
okay.
You have hard, solid facts.
Every time.
Okay.
So exactly. Validation is facts and justification is like you got to prove.
Cap.
It.
Yeah, it's not always cap.
What you know,
it's not always cap. At first, I said that, but you can justify something and be, you might hold, it might even seem like, You saying some bullshit, but you know in your heart, like, I'm telling the fucking truth. Like, this is what happened. It might, you know how the people say, this might sound crazy,
yeah,
but I'm telling you this is what happened. And you look at it, and I'm like,
But you validating then.
No, yeah. You can only validate.
That's not justification.
No, you can only validate if you have hard proof.
No, but if I'm stating something that I know the fact, I'm validating this.
Yeah. Nah, you have no proof.
How? I don't got to have no proof with
you
my
have proof. I know. Parking validation. You can't just go to valet and be like, hey, man, the folks said I'm straight. You got to give them a parking validation. Yeah, you got to give them a
ticket that's been stamped.
So that ain't that.
I don't think that's facts. Because with validation, they talk about validation with emotions.
Okay.
So they talk about validation
that's
with
emotions.
That's
why they say parking validation. You can go and say, hey, them folks like, at the restaurant.
I feel like if I come in and motherfucker and say, huh? I was just said big facts all day. I just validated where I was.
Nah,
because you ain't
because
doing
it. I ain't got to show no fact because she checked. Y'all going to say yes. Y'all going to validate that.
Yeah, that's hard facts validation. With it.
But if I come in, so I ain't had to say.
No.
Go
no.
call them, ask them.
You say you was at Big Facts. Now, if you say you was at
not Big
Houston's,
Facts.
Well, you might have a receipt. So that's a bad. That's a
if,
bad.
If he has a receipt, that's validation.
That is validation.
Because it's a paper receipt showing that I was here. Well,
somebody could have gave him that receipt, though.
No, but it don't matter. It's still a receipt.
You have facts, right?
Yeah, it's still a hard piece of tangible evidence.
It's basically the action of checking and providing.
Yes,
validity
proof.
To something.
Yeah, providing yeah. proof. Yeah, providing proof. A receipt. Providing a fucking ticket.
So why your word, you why your word can't be valid? So
that's what I'm saying. Why would you get an argument?
You know why?
Like,
why
a nigga word can't be
because
valid?
Because a word
okay,
is
listen,
not tangible.
You know what it is?
Word
is
not tangible.
If somebody say, I'm that nigga. You can only try to justify that and make people believe, but you can never
validate
that you that nigga.
But that's something totally different. You're right about that. That's a matter of opinion. So you're going to have to justify that. But if I say...
Justify.
If I say I was sleep, I ain't got to justify that. I was sleep. Why my word can't be valid?
But how can you validate that you were sleep?
Why my word can't be the truth?
She might accept it as valid because she believe you.
That's what I'm saying.
But you yourself are not going to be able to validate that unless you have a photo of you sleep in the bed or sleep wherever you were.
Or a witness.
That is able to validate that.
Okay. Shit, but witnesses be lying too. So shit, you gotta, the witness may just be justification because shit.
Nah, but the witness is gonna have proof.
The witness is gonna provide some sort of tangible evidence. When somebody say, I got A1 street cred, what's the justification versus the validation if somebody say my street cred is A1?
The recognition of it?
Nah, the recognition, you can just say it.
I feel like it's valid if nobody come with proof that you're not.
You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. So how that's not valid?
No,
if I said I was asleep.
Yeah,
nobody has proof that I wasn't.
Yeah, but if you say
but
you
nobody
got,
has
if
proof
you,
that
okay,
you are.
Credit is
so
the only way.
So it is what it is.
Credit only
I ain't got to justify that. That's valid.
No, what you saying is
proof
is
different.
You don't have to justify that.
Yeah, you
that.
Saying what you don't want to do. We talk about.
Nah, but look.
I'm lost.
I don't get what y'all saying.
Your credit is good until you fuck it up. In any field.
Screen. Say you texting the chick, right? Goddamn. She said, all right, I'm about to go to sleep. So, you know, all right, the conversation ended up. An hour later, you see her on Instagram posting stories in the club and shit. Damn, bitch, you said you was finna go to sleep. That's not valid.
She's just lying.
But well, she can justify that as if I wasn't sleeping, so I went and did some other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was about to go to sleep. Now, that's a justification.
Yeah, that's justification. She could never prove it,
but
she
but you never seen on Instagram, that was valid
bitch.
That she went to sleep.
Yeah. but she might not have went to sleep. She might have just got on the phone with
so
you somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know.
Guys, I just looked it up and it says validation can also be the action of making and declaring something legally or officially acceptable.
It's still facts. That's the same thing we're saying.
You still have to have facts.
But if you say you acceptable, how is acceptance facts? Acceptance doesn't have to be facts.
We're accepting the truth based on the facts. No, we're accepting the truth based on the facts.
Now, you that ain't what they just said, though,
that's what it said. Read
no, it didn't.
That's not what you're talking about. You're talking about socially accepted truth.
How are you going to prove something legally correct without proof?
Facts and proof.
It says the action of making or declaring something legally or officially acceptable. It's in the act of making something legally or officially
but in order to
acceptable.
Legally declare something, you
some
have to have
evidence
proof.
Or proof to get to that place.
To get to that point of legal declaration, you have to have facts or proof of whatever it is that you're trying to say is right or wrong.
Okay, so I have a question. I have a follow-up real quick. When you are, I just know the word validation and feelings being valid. It comes up in a whole bunch of...
doing parking validation the whole time.
Okay, think of parking validation. But I recognize this term in the midst of like arguments with people. Mm-hmm. You know how you argue with somebody and they say, well, you're acting like my feelings aren't valid.
then how does that come in point in place with the, what you guys are talking about with legally binding and it has to be facts?
Thank you.
That's the root word. That's the same thing with just. Just kind of is more solid than justification.
Valid and validation is the same thing. Validation means like,
no, it's not.
Listen, validation just means the act of it.
No, that's not the act.
Act the valid, right?
No, it's not.
Validation is the act of proving the validity.
Oh my God, we are.
Okay.
Facts.
Validation.
Okay, so my word could be valid, but it's not valid.
It's not validated.
It's not validified.
Right, it's not validated.
Not validified. You're making up words.
What's the word? Validated.
Validate. It's not validated.
It's not validated, technically.
You can only, the only facts is, listen, the only facts is we got cameras rolling, right? So if you say some shit, it is validated that you said it. We have it on camera. Oh,
you're right.
But if you say some shit and we don't have the camera, we all have to justify. I'm telling you, Banks said this. That's the difference.
It's not just
the act. The act.
We can all justify. We can all say, "I'm telling you, Banks said this." We can all have. We say that Banks said this.
That ain't validating.
No,
the
act.
I got you right here.
They're winning.
Bank. I just looked it up. Let me tell you why. Because it says the act of validating something is a certificate. Or validating something with authenticity.
So that's like
confirmation and proof. A verification. So it has to be some type of, you guys will win me over. Some type of
it's
proof.
Tangible.
But you can't tell me my word ain't valid.
Yes,
no, I'm with you. I agree.
That's just bank being bank. To you, you can always validate to yourself because you know the truth. To yourself, for sure.
Exactly.
I feel what you're coming
from. I just feel like if I'm telling the truth, I don't have no reason to justify shit.
Personal validation and actual validation are also two separate things.
Yeah. Okay, because you can't tell me my word ain't valid if I know I'm telling the truth.
Yes,
your word.
And I'm not finna justify my word.
But you can, because you know your brain has the actual truth.
Yeah. I feel like a nigga who justifies something, you lying.
I was about to say, validation can jump into justification.
I feel the same way.
If you start saying, well, shit, this.
Not all the time, though.
Not all the time.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That's your
like if a nigga going, like, just say, Ben, they say, goddamn, anything, and you go online, this didn't happen, this. It's something about that makes you feel like that's true. If right. You gotta justify your actions.
If a nigga told you he was a millionaire, you ain't be like, I don't believe that shit. You just, he trying to justify. I'm telling you, Bank, look at this, goddamn, I'm having a drip. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a millionaire. You're like, I don't believe that shit.
Well, what he's saying
he
is.
Put on that phone and sold you the bank account.
But listen, what he's. No. Listen.
He gonna show that
no,
off.
Listen, listen.
When the first time you say, I don't believe, bus stop.
Listen, this right. is what, listen, this right. what I right. think, this is what Bank is trying, I mean, Black is trying to say. I've never called him Bank. That's weird. I'm not, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
Stop being
but
weird.
But anyway, yeah, I'm like sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Bitch, shut
name.
Up.
You know what my name is.
Anyway, listen.
Oh, Jesus
so,
Christ.
no,
Latter-day
listen.
Latter-day Saints.
Look, so that's just like if a nigga called Black gray, right? And... He knowing that he's not gray, so he doesn't pay any attention to it. But if there's something in him, if there's any piece of anything in him that makes him feel like it's a possibility that he either might be gray or that he might have done something to make people think that he might be gray or that there might be some validity to this nigga's statement, he's going to try to justify it.
Yes.
Justify
it. That's what
to
he's
me,
trying to
you're,
say.
You're trying to, yeah. To me, that's like some... If I do, I guess I'm just a person that stand on what I say. Like, I ain't finna, if I say fuck you, I ain't finna tell you the reason why it's fuck you. It's fuck you.
Yeah, that's personal.
I ain't finna be like, fuck you, cuz. They're justifying. You really don't wanna be like, fuck him.
Right.
Cause you
really get what I'm saying?
Him why, and then you want him to say, well, nah, I wasn't like that. And now it's unfuck you.
Yes.
And now we're unfucking each other. Now we back cold again.
I'm crying.
But the validate is if you somewhere, and there's two other people, and you know somebody stole from you, right? And they're going back and forth, and you're like, they're trying to justify their case. I ain't stealing. I'm telling you, I ain't stealing. They're going back and forth. I'm like, all right, let's go check the cameras and validate who stole this shit. That's all we're saying. Like, it got to come with some solid proof or evidence to where there's no
I can go
doubt.
For that.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's no doubt whatsoever.
Broke it down like that, DJ Opt in the beginning. You would have had it going
up. Gotta get my brain warmed up.
That was great.
Basically, validation is the only shit that's gonna stand up in court. Justification is not.
So can you not to go all the way
okay,
to
hearsay. Thank
hey,
you,
lawyer school.
Not to go back to the last episode too much, but can you, if you're a rapper and you're trying to prove that you're real, can you validate that? Or can you only try to justify that?
You can only try to justify
it. You can only justify that.
Because right. real has it's a matter of opinion.
Right.
And you always got a chance to be a fuck nigga every second.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, like Black always says, you can't prove you what did you say? You can't prove that you're real until you die.
Real, die real.
Like, you gotta.
You said you ain't real. That's in the Big Ten. It's in the Big Ten Bible.
Look at him.
You can't. It's either you. The only way you can prove that you're real is if you die that real. Way.
You real until you die real, because every second you got a chance.
You got a chance to be fuck. A fuck nigga.
Yeah.
Or to fuck up and do some shit that's not real.
Can you write that down?
That validates you a fuck nigga.
I got you.
You got a chance to do some shit to validate that you a fuck nigga.
Facts.
You can never validate you a real nigga till you die that way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Say it one more
time. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You sitting up there looking all crazy and stuff.
Bro, I don't like when niggas use my shit.
What? She was giving you credit for using your shit. Lame she was trying to validate that those were your words.
So you validate what she said?
Absolutely. I got you, Jay.
I appreciate you.
That shit ain't valid. That shit ain't valid.
It's in the Big Facts Bible.
So with that being said, but to me, I feel like, so is it possible that you take certain people's words as validation? Like if I come tell you something, you take that as like,
some people's words matter more. Trust can go and create.
It depends on their trust and their track record.
Right. A personal validation for that person. I could believe you and nobody else in the room could believe.
But then that doesn't.
But I believe you based on.
Yeah.
But then that wouldn't be a personal validation. That would be a vouch.
Yeah, it's a vouch.
A vouch doesn't require validation to a certain extent. A vouch can slide through with justification.
It can.
No, right. What I'm saying is, if I say something to you and you value my words,
that's a vouch.
To a certain degree, will it be valid to you, not to somebody else?
To me, this is my validation.
Yeah, like if I know I'm telling the truth and you know I tells the truth, mm-hmm. and I tell you something, like mm-hmm. if something in here, mm-hmm. and we don't have it on camera, and I see Jay steal somebody's teeth. I just saw Jay steal that shit screen.
Based on that one-on-one.
Could that be a validation to you that
yes,
I said?
Yes.
It'll be valid to Scream, but in order to validate it to Shy, you're going to have to show Shy on camera
I ain't saying that, Jay. I'm saying one person to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can your word.
Yeah, but when you start involving value. Other
we people. We ain't involved nobody. You did. I'm saying, if I take one.
One-on-one,
one-on-one. If I tell my man, Jay showed us a rock bar. I seen him.
Yeah.
And he believed me.
It's validated.
Can he take my word as validation?
It's validated.
Well, depending on what kind of Ciroc bottle, because I only drink. Like,
yes, the answer is yes, yes, yes. But that's just
if
like.
If it wasn't the grape one, then you didn't do it.
No, yeah, but that's just like having kids.
It wasn't me.
That's like when you have kids. 9 times out of 10, a kid is going to take everything their parents say as value. Like, that's just, it is what it is. Like that's gospel. Golden. That's mm-hmm. golden.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you tell your child to do, especially when they're young, that's all they fucking know. Until you tell somebody else teach them otherwise. Mm-hmm. So everybody. It starts with having, like, I guess, validation with everything that comes out their mouth when they have.
Or is that just like trust? Because you could, because I'm seeing some shit now as an adult that my parents and my grandparents were telling me some shit
that was wrong.
It's been validated different.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like shit that we thought, even with how to cook. Religion, whatever.
Mm-hmm. The facts can change. Well
if that's the case, then the facts change. If it's different, then it hasn't been validated.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If like, it's, so it's if still it's haven't been validated.
If it's
wait,
not
what?
The truth,
wait,
facts
wait,
can change.
It hasn't been validated.
Some facts can change.
Wait,
some
bring
facts
it back.
Can change. If the fact is you got $100, that's a fact at that moment. But you can lose that $100 and be broke.
Oh, facts.
So the facts can change.
No, I'm talking about like shit that's validated.
Validated. We talking like about life.
Validated life.
Life shit.
Okay, goddamn.
What?
Chris Columbus discovered America.
Right.
Oh my God.
All right.
But people try to unvalidate but they can't unvalidate. They can't unvalidate it. They can only try to justify it. People are trying to justify that he did.
They can't unvalidate it.
They can't.
That ain't valid. So you think that's
no? I'm saying in our history books, this is our facts right now. This is what it says in our history books.
But our history books are some bullshit because they don't even accurately talk about slavery.
I agree with that 10 million percent. I'm just saying the only thing we have to go off of is our history books. The only thing we have to go off of that the world is round is the fact.
But the same people that said that Christopher Columbus.
So that ain't validation. That's taking a nigga opinion.
Wait, I have a question.
You don't read that book, we taking a justification, nigga.
I'm crying. I have a question.
That's what we done did. Yeah.
Because the same
so why y'all can't take my word as validation?
Yeah, I have a question.
Because it's not written down.
It's not written. So I'm going to go write this
shit. It got to be written in blood or stone.
Where the research coming from?
No, I have a question.
What's your question?
They told some lies to a nigga like you gonna believe in her and him.
Because it ain't her, because
we going around the earth.
The same people that said Christopher Columbus discovered America are the same niggas that told us about
everything else.
Yeah, I got a question.
They said George Washington had wooden teeth. He really had like slave teeth and shit. Like,
can validation be opinion?
Yeah, you are right about that.
His teeth were made out of slave bones.
Wait, let me ask a question.
Like, it has to come with facts.
Okay, my question.
What's the question again?
Hold on.
What's the question again?
My question is, can validation...
That's the definition.
Hold on.
Is Christopher Columbus validated as the nigga who found America?
Yes. Niggas don't even fuck with Columbus Day no more.
That ain't valid. How does that...
I'm saying based on...
So why the fuck they paying the Indians?
I'm fucking screwed.
Because some American for sure came and took over America from the Indians. We know that.
That's what I'm saying. The same people.
I'm saying the only thing
they have to
go. Christopher Columbus landed in the Bahamas.
What the fuck is happening?
Man, the same people that told us about Christopher Columbus are the same people that told us about Jesus.
I got a question.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Real quick before you quit.
Big Facts History Lesson.
Right or wrong?
So and so.
Am I right or wrong?
So and so. Based on their streams, is a platinum artist, right? So it's validated to you that you think rapper ABC is a platinum artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then 10 years from now, it comes out that rapper ABC, all the streams was fake. So that changes the facts now. And they're like, man, we're taking away his Grammy. We found out that it's like Milli Vanilli. Remember that shit? They were Grammy-winning artists, right? That was the facts. We are Grammy-winning artists until they investigated and found out it's some bullshit.
So basically, you can validate some justification shit.
If you can... No. You can validate...
If a nigga justifies something good enough, he can get it validated.
No, there's another word.
That's what he's saying.
No, there's basically. Another word. There's another word. Unvalidate.
Huh? No.
Yes, you can.
Hold up.
It has to be validated to be unvalidated.
I had to be justifying some more. I had to be justifying a lie for it to get validated if it get changed.
No.
Huh?
Based on the current facts. These are the current facts.
How they facts if they turn around and be not facts?
I got 100 billion streams.
Look up facts.
Look up facts.
So they weren't facts.
No, listen, they were facts at that time.
I justified and manipulated the system.
Big validation podcast.
That they were facts. They were never facts.
Validation is based on facts, but facts.
They were never facts.
Facts change.
Facts can't change.
Y'all want the urban or the saltine definition?
Huh?
Y'all want the urban or the saltine definition?
If you've been deceived. So if you've been deceived, they weren't facts.
We didn't know no better.
They didn't know.
All right. That's the current facts. We didn't know better.
You're saying that ignorance isn't an excuse. If something changes or the validity of something changes,
it was never a fact.
There's a lot of validated shit that we believe that is lies.
That's what I'm saying. So shit, what the fuck are we talking about?
It's validated because we don't have no facts to go against it. We don't have no facts to go against and prove that this bullshit.
But when you get information, you gotta act on the new information, right? Because niggas used to believe that the sun revolved around the earth. Now we know better.
Right.
So when you get new facts, you can't treat the old shit like it's still facts.
The facts change. No, the facts change.
But I got a question.
What I'm saying is the facts can't change.
The facts can change, though.
The truth can come out.
The truth comes out.
The facts can't change. Because if it's a fact, that's what that is. Yeah. Right or wrong?
So, okay, yeah, the facts can't change. But I think what Scream is trying to say is that the circumstances around the facts can change.
How we got to the facts.
No,
just like how he's saying if you're a billionaire and then you go broke, you're a billionaire at that time.
That's different. That's a fact. Then that's still a fact because you were a billionaire.
Yeah.
You just lost it.
That's still a fact because you were a billionaire.
At one time, you were
but if a nigga say, I found America, and then it come out, nigga, you lied.
I'm stressed.
That was never a fact.
You're right about that. You're right.
I got a question.
You lied, bro. You just told a lie that we believed.
And you know what, there's
you did some good ass justification, and we were like, we believed it.
Because nobody contested it at that time.
Shock question.
But that's what the world is. And that's what, like, that's all being a lawyer is. It's justification.
Okay, boo. Can we stop there for my question?
And getting it to be, oh, that's validated. We believe. Yeah.
Okay. OJ, you said Simpson. Lawyer.
That's what I said. So okay. Justification of facts.
OJ said, OJ, thank you. OJ had proof. It might have been some distorted proof.
OJ could have fit.
But if he come out tomorrow and say something else, it's no longer a fact. Or it's no longer validated, I should say.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Especially with you using the word lawyer. I've been wanting to ask this question before we went on.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, you know how in cases, right? Like, we would have that the blood right here on this table, and this blood belongs to DJ Scream.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody between Jade and Bank murdered DJ Scream, right? Mm-hmm. So you would have Jade's lawyer trying to convince everybody else that this blood got here based off of Bank doing XYZ.
Hmm.
Bank lawyer would say it's JXYZ. However, it matters.
No, listen.
Real quick, let me finish. However, the lawyers do what they do, but each one would now hire doctors and specialists to validate their opinion. So mm-hmm. now, well, you have two people mm-hmm. validating their, I guess it's hypothesis or their theory of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like their theory of what happened, but they're validating it because that's what happened in court. Either way, you bring your doctor in and say, we sit here with our professional opinion, say that this is exactly what happened.
But their validation would come based upon the facts of the placement of the blood on the table. The, you know what I'm saying? They would have to have
forensics.
But yeah, but they would be validating the two opposite things, though.
Hold up now. They're just like this. So validation can be manipulated.
Thank
right?
you. Yes.
Everything can be manipulated.
But yeah, it can
even so nothing is valid.
I feel you. I never argued that.
That's just like everybody had these fake ass vaccine cards. The bitch was valid when you give them to somebody.
I'm crying.
Uh-huh.
These are valid.
What is happening?
And they actually giving you the real cards from the real clinic. These people are risking their job, real nurses giving you real cards, but you ain't had no shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how is this shit valid?
Validation no, right. or verification?
Right. Yeah, validation. Point.
He's
but
right.
even that parking validation could be some bullshit. You right?
But don't say I could pull up with a validation card and trick all y'all in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
Like, I got the card. What you mean I ain't been vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. But the fact is, when you hand it to Shy to get here, right? The fact is, you are vaccinated.
But that's not a fact. That's a lie. That's a manipulation of a validation.
It's the current.
Her job to see that you manipulated her.
Huh?
It's her job to see that you manipulated her. It's her job to see.
No.
Y'all stressing me.
What I'm saying is, it's manipulation of a validation.
Manipulation and validation
is everything that's valid.
If a scammer,
was a breakdown, but there was a breakdown in a chain of validation.
That's just like a blue check. Every nigga with a blue check ain't get their blue check how they supposed to got their blue check.
No, for sure.
Oh, God.
But listen, if a scammer go to the club and go ball and buy a whole bunch of bottles, right? And they leave, and he leave, and they find out a month later it was some scamming shit. And the fact is, that night that nigga balled.
Oh, that ain't. We
that's the fact
that
of that night.
But that don't have nothing to do with validation.
Yeah, right.
That don't need no validation. It's proof.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
don't
proof.
Got that.
And I got my money. I could have stole that money out of my grandma's purse and came and bought.
You balled.
I still balled.
You still balled. Right.
What I'm saying.
But when they found out that you were a scammer, are you still a baller?
That night.
That night
I balled.
The fact is, you were a baller that night.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I balled out that night.
But the perception and the validation to a lot of people, this is where it gets fucked up, I know, is that this is a baller that's going crazy.
What
and this
I'm
is a baller.
Is back to
in that moment, that's all that matters.
But he can still be a baller if he keeps scamming and keeps
doing it. We got to get a historian. I don't know. I don't believe it. But that's our.
What you talking about, Christopher? What did Chris do?
Huh?
He discovered America.
What?
You hear me? What Chris do?
But now he discovered America.
Everything that's in the history that's valid, that's validated to us.
Right.
How the fuck do we supposed to say that it's valid?
Oh yeah, you just
that's the same thing. That's the same thing as my word. I can say shit on
exactly.
Big, telling big lies. What I'm trying to tell you is, why the fuck my word can't be verified like Christopher Columbus?
It can. To the
but
people who believe
Christopher Columbus'
you,
word wasn't
to the
verified.
Who believe you,
it was other people that verified his action.
No, he came and said, I just found this.
How you know he said that? Or did the other people say he found this and brought us over?
He went with it.
It's a bunch of he say, she say with that shit.
Bro.
But it's in the history books that he did.
Hmm?
But how can he discover America when Indians and really, it was already over here?
Believe shit.
No.
Because can't shit be validated?
No. That's just like the age old debate about dinosaurs as to whether
I think when you're going back that far, that yes, validation gets a little shaky.
But that's just like a nigga wearing fake jewelry, fake clothes, fake anything. If that shit look real enough, that's validated because of who he is.
No.
You can't tell me. What you mean? You see your favorite, your best rapper. He could be the richest nigga. You know, this nigga making the money. He getting $1 million show. He wore all fake jewelry, fake clothes. You can't tell me that's not validated through the money he got.
What are we validating though?
This clothes and shit
it's
real.
Justified.
Like
justified.
If you look at,
that's
if you
not
look,
justified. That's valid.
If you're looking on TV, no, you think it's real.
How's it not?
It's justified because of the amount of money that he has.
Yeah. But it's not validated based on you seeing. But you seen
are
the
you believing that? Are you believing that shit fake?
No, no.
That's so your that's, belief.
That's a fact, then, right?
No,
just
no.
Because you don't believe it,
it's
don't
just
make
justified.
It
it's not a fact till you see the paperwork on the jury.
Yeah, just because I don't believe you, don't make
but
it fact.
Niggas make fake paperwork for jury too. Now
you're right.
Too. I'm crying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, it's
bank is trying to let us know that the whole world is capped.
Thank you.
That's what he's trying to do. And I'm trying to save your world, but I can't save the world today,
bro. Because everything can be deceit.
Or manipulated.
Or manipulated. That's what I'm trying. That's all I'm trying to get to the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. We doing these words and these shit sounds good. Everything is justified. All right, we had to justify that a white man found America. Now there was already niggas over here running around with their dick out, regular, no clothes. You know what I'm saying? They folks came with a gun and changed the game.
Yeah.
These niggas with spears and shit, but that shit, they shooting for long range. They changed the game.
Yeah.
But now it's justified that they were the first motherfuckers over here and whatever found this shit, this round, you sailed all the way from wherever.
Because the people that were here at first couldn't read or write.
Thank you. And so whatever we write in this shit, is that's what it is.
Because this is the first technical current, ledger.
Current facts.
Yeah.
So it's just all, they're not facts though. Because has it been proven? Have we seen a document or a statement or anything that's proven upon a reasonable doubt that this nigga found America?
Proven upon a reasonable doubt.
So what's a fact? Give me one fact.
A fact.
Just give me one fact.
You got on a black t-shirt.
That's a fact. But who made it black?
Yeah.
who
said black is black?
Right. Yeah, we did that before too. That's what I'm saying. So you have proved today that the world is kept. And that people have different perceptions and different realities.
I'm just all the way out there right
see,
now.
See, I could be looking at his shit and say it's charcoal.
People have different perceptions and different realities.
I don't know. I just don't, man. Shit crazy. It real, bro. You can see some shit, bro, and just be like, damn, I thought that. But when you saying facts change, that's I don't agree with that.
You know what it
a
is?
A fact can't change.
You can have a...
is it like a lie turning to the truth? How?
You can have a Fruitopia. A drink, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact, and your fact is, man, I'm drinking this Fruitopia. I ain't drinking this soda. This is healthy, right? Then one day somebody tell you, if you look on the back, man, that shit got that high fructose corn syrup. That shit'll kill you.
It been on that, though.
It been on that.
That was opinion. That was a thought.
I'm talking about in your brain.
That's not a
your
fact.
Your fact, your reality is I'm being healthy. Because I'm drinking fruit drinks.
That wasn't a fact. We got to see what a fact is.
A fact would be like, your birthday is the day of your birthday, and then you find out that
you're
not burned. Like, you wasn't
born. Your date of birth.
Your date of birth. And then you find out later on that your mama adopted you, and that ain't really the day you was born.
Exactly.
Okay, got you.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I think that that's more.
Based on, here goes some more bullshit. Based on there's 365 days in the year, and our age is our age. Based on that fact. That the same historian. I'm dead ass serious. Yeah. Based on that fact that the same historian is made, right? That it's 365 days in the year, but every fourth year is an extra day.
Oh my God. I'm just being real.
If the whole world gonna be capped, let's just put it on big facts.
Fuck it up.
I'm just saying.
And then you forgot about the leap year years.
I just said that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's an extra day.
Who to say we turn another year in 365 days?
Exactly.
I don't even know it's 365 days. Tell them about that birthday shit, man. Cause you just born on one day.
God.
In your birthday area, you born one time.
That nigga said you born on one day. Like,
man, get the fuck out of here.
It's a celebration of time. It's a celebration of life.
You born on one day. I was born June 19th. I wasn't born next year June 19th. I was born June 19th, 1978.
And that's it. That's the only time you're supposed to be celebrating.
That's when I was born. That's my birthday.
And since we can't get to 1978 again, it ain't no point in celebrating it.
Oh, we can celebrate whatever we want to celebrate, but I wasn't born next month.
Huh? I'm not saying you was born next month. We saying
they saying based on the facts.
How the fuck I know 365 days is motherfucking a year?
Oh my god!
No, listen.
Hell, you talking about?
How? What we're saying
it
is
could
that
really be 5 days.
Who the fuck validated the calendar?
No, listen.
I'm a bank on this one. I'm a bank on this one.
Next month will be your 43rd trip around the sun.
What?
44th. I'm sorry.
44.
Oh, that's a good number. Yeah.
But he said,
but I don't even think he could be turning 20.
He said it could be his 20th trip around the sun. Or
we don't know
shit. It could be his 80th.
We saying we don't know shit.
Yeah.
That nigga said I could be turning 20.
I think already in society that's saying that's like gone by.
Okay, it was a fact that all people of our skin with this melanin in it supposed to be slaves. That was a fact back then, right?
That is a fact. That's a big fact.
That was a manipulation.
But I'm saying, but it was in law. They had paper.
Yeah, and it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, the Constitution that we were actually property in the Constitution.
So those same folk that made those facts, we supposed to believe the other facts?
On big facts.
Yeah. I said that, right?
That's what I said about the leap years and shit.
Ah, damn, bro. So nigga really just existing.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
None of us is validated.
Well, that's fucked up.
We all count.
Do we know we really here?
They done finagled so bad. Like, you used to have money. You can have money in your pocket. Now everything on the card. So it's like, it's really no money.
Digital.
You really just got numbers in your account. Like,
New World Order.
If all that shit just, okay, shut down, then what? You broke. Even the nigga with the billions and trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just cut out where your money at. You can't go pull that shit out the bank. Like, I don't need all mine. I want to look at mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
they'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Flippy.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Flippy and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Flippy and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I got a question about that, right? So, say, like, you know, you ever heard stories about banks accidentally putting money in a nigga's account, they got to take that shit back? Mm-hmm. If you put $1 million in my bank account by accident, and it's, like, digital money, how am I not a millionaire now? How you going to take that shit back? Then I'm a millionaire. That's my shit.
No, nigga, they're going to take it back.
How? My nigga, it's digital.
It's easy. They're going to the button that accidentally put it in your account, that gonna button is going to reverse
man,
it.
Man, I wake up and see some extra money in my account. I'm shipping that shit around.
You better get that moving fast.
Yeah, right then, don't try to call me. That money is moved around.
That shit gone.
Yeah. Different folk got all kind of people hot.
Guess what?
When the folks
drop
I get a 30.
When they drop that money on
selling that shit.
When they drop that money on the highway, they found all of it. Was it all of it?
Hell no.
They found most of it.
How?
They found most of it. When that truck, that
who validated
it? No, they found most of it because the people was out there with phones and videos and shit, and they was able to see the people that got it.
Who validated that they found all the money?
They said they
counted
most
it up.
Money.
See, they say can't yeah. lie in validation.
Yeah. Cause yeah. you ever heard a story about niggas say, oh yeah, he found $2,000. That nigga probably found $10,000.
Yeah,
he showed you $2,000.
Yeah.
Shit, if I find 10, I get 2.
So I guess right now, what I'm trying to justify that we have been
bamboozled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I can't validate it.
You've done a very good job.
But if you think about it.
Uh-oh.
Pass
if you think about the facts of this shit.
That boy okay. Radio Raheem.
Yeah, I see.
I'm just being honest. If you think about the facts of this shit.
Uh-huh.
What has really been validated to us?
Nothing.
We just going with the going with. Right or wrong?
Right.
Safe way.
Am I tripping, man? No. You think I am, though, because you always think I be tripping when I be talking like that. That's why I have to say shit on the podcast. Be at home, she be thinking I'm just retarded. But what has been validated?
It's the safe way to people, to the masses.
Huh?
It's the safe way to the masses to go along with it. Because yeah,
but when you start thinking the way that I'm thinking, then you are crazy, right?
No.
Well,
I'm saying to the world, to the perceived. Like if a nigga was to get on the way we really think, then they gotta carve out a way to make you seem crazy.
Right.
Like all the people that we think is like he out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas will go crazy. They could be on point, but they'll go out their mind thinking,
mm-hmm.
like how y'all don't get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What are them the people that's right? All the people that run around doing all this shaking and shit, mm-hmm. like out their mind, how we know that they ain't the one that's on point.
Mm. We don't. Everybody no, but everybody.
Shit, how we don't know that they the one that tapped in.
Everybody has their own reality.
Because schizos be tapped in and on some whole other shit. You know that like most schizophrenics use a certain extra number, well, extra percentage of their brain than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like our brain, we only use a small percentage of our brain. But schizophrenics, their brain use like an extra 1 or 2% than our average brain do. Mm-hmm. So they see shit we don't see.
Like the what you call it? You got to take the medicine through before it go to the market.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
The trial.
No, not the trial. It's called like, it's FDA approved or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They got to go through the testing phase.
Okay, when they do all that, right, they'll be validated, right? They validate the medicine.
Yeah.
But then, they a year or two back. Later, you start hearing, if you took you've this, ever took you may this, have mesothelioma.
I'm crying.
Off this
right.
shit.
Right.
So that shit was never validated. If we coming back and saying, you might can get some money if you grew some titties.
But don't, can you validate something and then take, what is it called?
The truth,
take the validation
bruh.
Away.
Unvalidated.
They could value something, validate something.
Bro, no, we finna say this shit long enough. We know this shit ain't right. We don't know what it is. But this shit look like the world needed. So we finna sell this shit, and if it happened, we'll get some money back.
Mm.
Basically.
Yeah, because we done made so much of this
shit. We tried trial error. Don't they be saying that trial? That was a trial error.
It was a trial, yeah.
A recall.
Yeah.
Y'all done, this shit in niggas' systems.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the pharmaceutical.
What about before the medicine when these folks, like, you got to think, bro. I'ma stop, bro. I'ma stop.
Nah, keep going. Go.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I ain't getting sacrificed. I ain't getting sacrificed.
Pastor.
What about how them folks, you gotta think, our ancestors and shit were living to 100 and 120 and shit.
Yeah.
With no
folks
medicine.
Who never took medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Off herbs and shit.
This medicine you taking, yeah, it's got a 60 to 70 to 80 year span.
Mm.
Tops.
We cutting that 100 shit out.
Yeah.
This ain't done to making it to no 100 no more.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Soon you start getting a little older and they start checking you for this, checking you for that. Oh, you need to get on this type of medicine. You need to get on this type of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clunk out 10 more. 10 or 20 more, you clunking on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know remedies. Like, what happened to them remedies?
Man.
My grandma put a shit on a knot, but that shit go away in 2 days. Like, now you take an ibuprofen for a knot, you hooked on goddamn opium.
Phonix.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You said phonics.
You hooked on opium now. Like, you get some pain, you take a pain pill, nothing, now you hooked on drugs.
Yeah.
Right. Shit fucked up, Pete.
Ain't
shit validated.
Everybody's reality is different.
A woman can go to the hospital and have a baby, they give her 5 Percocet to take.
Oh, God. Like, that is a problem.
She take the stuck on.
Mm-hmm. That is a, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Like, goddamn, now we been bamboozled now. Something going on. Mm-hmm. That shit validated?
We've been hood.
You know what's validated? Them or they done figured out how to manipulate us. That's their validation. They don't figure out how to manipulate us. They done did all the research and figured out how we deal with the masses or the average human per se. And that's their reality.
How and we our reality. Everything that's bad for us is not good and everything that's good for us is not bad.
Say it one more time.
How do we know that everything that's good, they say good for us is not bad and everything that we think is bad for us is really good?
For example.
Shit. For example, polygamous.
Bye.
Me up
okay.
You
about to get deep.
Get out. I thought he was about to say some good shit.
Right.
Nah, man. But it was some real shit. Who's to say that one man's supposed to be with one woman?
Bye,
that's
man.
Not. It's not.
That's a good point.
The king had 12 queens.
I ain't finna say nothing, but I'm just saying, who's to say that?
You know what it is? Some of these things.
But who's
are just,
to say one woman got a? I mean, who's to say a woman only got to have one man? Why she
facts.
Have
I'm saying both ways. Both ways.
Get another nigga.
Both ways. Yeah. Who's to say that traditional relationship, the way we look at it, like when your wife be like, what should I tell me? See, you ain't married, material. You don't know how to be married. How you know that, that this ain't the way our marriage should be?
What? Nigga.
He right.
He right. Your marriage is what you make it.
Real shit.
When you
like,
get, when you get in relationships, you got to set the rules and the constraints for whatever that relationship is.
Marriage is situational.
How you work your shit, not going to be how I work my shit.
See, I got into this shit. See, I never knew. I got into this relationship thing. It was something new to me because I was a kid. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going off with what she saw in her household, her mom and dad. I ain't never seen her mom and dad. My dad was on there, my mom over there. Blah, blah. So I'm thinking, this is how I go. So I'm trying to follow what she was talking about as a kid because it's new to me.
Right.
But me as an adult, grown, like, I probably pulled a goddamn hair. Boy,
and that's,
you know what I'm saying?
And
you go to thinking like that.
Like y'all
you can't
about-
say what a... I'm just, bruh.
Y'all was talking about tradition a few episodes ago. You can set your own traditions in a new relationship.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Like, but the world will look at you crazy.
Wait, hold on.
And you
because
could be
the
happy
last
some
episode,
motherfucker.
Everybody
that's
happy.
Why you can't. Yeah. You can't take into account what the world thinks.
No, but I'm saying your girl gonna look at you crazy when you tell her about it. Like, man, I think we need some sister wives, like 10 of them.
And then what if she said, we need some, you need a sister, I mean, you need a brother,
a
husband.
Sister, brother, husband.
Well, you need to get your ass out of here.
That's that fucked up shit.
How is it fucked up?
Another nigga, exactly. Another nigga, go be with him.
We don't take no relationship advice or anything when it comes to relationships.
You're right. I'm happy. Happily single.
Jump out of this.
Where your nigga?
Where your nigga at, Shy?
Cali.
Who's to say a nigga's supposed to wear pants?
What they supposed to wear? Bikinis?
If I don't want to wear shit. If I want to come outside with
King Dingling.
We did it in Africa. Like, I'm just saying, like, who's to say what's in, what you call it, indecent?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who's say what's indecent?
Or what's acceptable?
Why is cuss words cuss words?
Oh my gosh. DJ Scream, what are we doing?
We're going to go get into this conspiracy shit, bro. All this shit need to change. Like,
niggas like, who's the first person to get offended by somebody saying fuck?
DJ Scream?
Y'all got me. Y'all moderate. You moderate.
Nigga said bitch one time. Now he's like, oh my God, he said bitch.
But you got to think, though.
Who even made up the word bitch?
I love our ancestors. You got to think, them people went through hardship. They went through everything. So they did, they the first ones to believe what them cracker told them to believe. And they pushed it on us and made this shit generational.
Yes.
Them folks start saying, man and wife need to be man and wife. When we're coming over, they writing them laws. You can't cheat on your husband. All this shit. Christopher Columbus shit. Real shit. They put all that shit into play. And then it became our traditional
values. This all Christopher Columbus fault.
They can't. Nah, but I'm saying they came our traditional values. Alpha justifications.
Okay.
That's how you bring it around.
Past the bank.
Am I tripping?
That's not right. Nah, you right.
You right.
You right.
You right.
A nigga, it could have been a nigga running game from the beginning. Real shit. Nigga rode out the game hump and make this shit go like. It's all game. It's all bullshit. I'm a bullshit nigga. I'm finna write out the what is the other word?
Rules.
Justification.
Huh?
Rules.
I mean, no, the other one. Not justification, the other word.
Validation.
I'm finna write out the validations.
Right.
But they all justifications.
So not that the crazy thing is this full circle, because we started this conversation saying justification is some bullshit, and now we see the power of it.
Yeah. That is true.
Shit is powerful.
We definitely,
because it's the same thing right now. Nigga can go run around and justify some shit to a whole bunch of people, and it damn near become valid. And everybody,
like,
yeah,
valid reason of why he did it.
Everybody
shit
believes
is different
it.
In different
yeah.
cultures.
Yeah,
yeah.
People get married at 13.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but over here, it's like
you on some bullshit.
They done validated a bunch of justifications,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to keep order, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or to control.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they might not want me to have 10 wives, get all of them pregnant, have 10 kids by them, to populate more blacks.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? We keep niggas one to one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We know she gonna be tripping about you cheating. Whatever, you can't really bring no baby home. So they ain't, you know what I'm saying? They gonna got there trying to keep the kids, too many kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I tripping?
Nah, keep going.
Okay, you know, I'm just trying to figure this shit out though, man.
We can't figure it all the way out. But what you're saying is,
I'm trying to figure it out because I just feel like niggas would be happy. Nah,
I was about to say, come on, man.
But if we had all free will.
Like, it was no such thing as relationships.
Whatever you thought of, you could do.
But all free
besides,
will. All free will is, what is he?
Besides.
Ain't no besides.
Kill.
No,
what
ain't
I'm
no
saying.
Besides, though. If you it's
gotta,
complete free will, you can't have no besides.
You gotta have a little.
You can't have no buts. That's anarchy. You can't have no buts.
That
if
is true.
Free will, we got to be like cavemen.
And like Purge. Where you can do whatever they want to do.
Run around this motherfucker with a bat.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Nah, that ain't gonna work.
That's why. Work. And this is why we have.
Because you got some maniacs
these
out
justifications,
here.
These rules and all this shit.
The loose rules.
Because
of
somebody figured out. And it
will.
Might not have just been one race of people. It probably was several races
of
people.
One race of people, man.
Well, whatever it was, they. Yep. They came.
You think
to the
niggas had a say so in what was going on?
We had kings and queens. We had kings and queens
over
of
there.
Africa with no white people and still had servants.
Over there.
Over there?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Servants. We had kings and queens in Africa and still had servants.
For sure.
Yeah, everybody got to play their part. Gino Slade, them folks ball.
JK Triple W.
Some of them wasn't. Some of them wasn't going home to their family. Some of them was living in the back of their service house like the regular slaves.
But you can't even, you couldn't even get a nigga to run away from a black nigga.
Shit.
I'd rather serve, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
I'd rather serve a black nigga.
That's not true because black, no. He said he would rather have a black servant. To a black
person. He'd rather be a slave to a black person.
Than a white man. He lying. He'd be trying to kill that nigga.
You're talking about a king. You Billy Bob slave. That nigga beating your ass to death.
And then he Jamal slave and Jamal beating his ass to death.
A black king gonna take it light on you like, bro.
Hell no.
Ain't gonna
tell
you're you an no employee more, if he was a black king.
Yeah. I ain't gonna tell you no more, bro. Don't do that.
I don't think that's how that was going.
Damn, you're right. I don't think that's how
you a slave or slave, bro.
I don't think that's how the Egyptians was kicking.
Nah, you slave, you slave.
You goddamn put that board on your back, go build that pyramid.
Nah, but you know, we I started talking shit a little bit, but I do feel like whoever wrote that marriage shit. Nah,
bye. I'm about to sock him.
Let go,
it's
man.
Some shit called natural order, man. And I think that's some of it that makes sense is
for sure.
Natural order, but some of it is just control mechanisms for sure.
Big fact.
To control.
Yeah, so, exactly. Have you ever seen 12 Years a Slave?
Exactly.
So what do you great think? Example. So what do you think? Great what? You, what?
12 Years a Slave.
What about?
About how they use certain things to their advantage as control mechanisms to maintain their order and maintain their regime.
That's the shit we know about. So what about the shit that we ain't caught on to yet? That's going on in our life. We don't know that's helping shape the people that we are.
So it go one of two ways. Like we were saying, well, go ahead, give us a
shit. Like I said, like relationship. Like, I'm just being real. Like, relationship, like a traditional relationship. Why does somebody, if they choose a different type of relationship, is looked at differently than a traditional relationship?
Because
but it's looked at
too busy minding other people's business.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people that have relationships that's not traditional.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what they call it?
Bigamous.
Bigotry.
What that is?
Polygamy.
Polygamy.
When you marry more than one person.
Polygamy.
No, I'm saying like, what's the fence when you go to jail?
A bigot. You're a bigot.
Bigot.
Yeah. Bigot. So why is that an offense?
You go to jail for that?
It, depending where you are.
Yeah. Out here, you go to jail for that.
Yeah, depending where you are.
Depending on where you are. Yeah.
So why is that an offense if everybody, if all parties are willing?
Then they gotta move to Vegas because or Cali or certain places. But yeah, certain places. That shit is illegal.
Other people minding other people's business.
I never knew that was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that would be, now if you think about it, it would be kind of cold because if you put like 4-5 incomes together, that'd be kind of lit. Sorry, my bad. I just thought about it.
Like, you never know, like, because there's a shortage on niggas anyway.
Oh, God. Never mind.
There's a shortage on niggas. So why the fuck this nigga can't just have him 10 of them or 3 of them or whatever he can afford? Yeah.
It don't gotta be
10. I'm saying whatever he can afford. I'm not talking about me.
I ain't agreeing or disagreeing.
I ain't talking about me. I'm just saying y'all like niggas who wanna do that.
Y'all never see the episode of Martin when the prince came and tried to take Gina.
Oh yeah.
She done seen every one. I don't understand that. Why man can't do what he can do.
But what if a man can do it? But you know,
you really can.
You really can.
How?
Because you can just do it.
No, what I'm saying, why he can't do what he's doing and it's accepted.
Well, that's different.
Because now you're dealing with the masses and you're dealing with everybody else.
But you got not my view.
He just existed. He not.
No, wait, hold on. Because just because you think it's something is okay and you accept something doesn't mean another person is going to accept it.
But you got to look at why.
But come on, I got to accept the thing that I think is not okay though.
But
why do you? But you got to look at why do you care about acceptance?
Him living like that is not him saying that.
I ain't saying I care about acceptance.
I'm not saying that you care, but I'm saying. Why is outside acceptance even an issue?
It's not even outside acceptance.
It ain't even outside
acceptance.
Trying
to go to jail by having more than one bitch.
Right.
So
adultery
go to
and
a
shit.
State where it's not illegal.
Man, you ain't gonna say
that. You're not trying to do all that.
Yeah, like why the fuck do y'all got authority over what the fuck I wanna do when
it's
I
like,
wanna do
it's
it?
It's like smoking weed. Smoking weed in the
That should be legal too.
Well, smoking weed in the 60s or 70s or whatever was a serious ass offense, right? Serious offense back then. Over time, it's become more lenient. See what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you can do whatever you want to do. You might be right about what you're saying or doing, But the way that societies are set up, I'm not saying it ain't fucked up. It might be fucked up. The way that the societies are set up, then you just have to go with their law until the people that think that way become the masses of people.
I ain't saying I ain't going with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy with my situation.
Right.
But I always have wondered that.
Yeah. The mind wonders.
I always have wondered.
There's a lot of people's minds wonder. You
why
just,
the fuck can a nigga do what he's capable of?
What's capable?
If he capable of providing for 10 wives, why he can't have 10 wives? What is the legal reasoning behind
it? You understand? You can't.
You can. You have to move to where you can have 10 wives.
No, he's not trying to move. He's not trying to
move. Well, you have to.
Why?
You have to move to where you can have 10 wives.
Why?
Y'all, we really beat him.
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying.
You can buck on the law. We can do that every day. You can buck on the law.
That ain't what we saying, Scream.
Why is it a law?
Yeah, because somebody made it a law.
But why?
Because somebody made it a law. Somebody made the laws.
Why
street laws? Street laws. Who made those laws?
What you mean?
Street laws.
Niggas ain't following no street laws.
I'm saying, but when they did, who created them? Where did that start? Where did that philosophy start?
But that shit ain't validated. The shit we talking about is validated. You can actually go to jail.
Yeah, you're right.
Street laws are not validated. Those are opinion. Those are justification. For niggas who want to do what they want to do.
So you know why? You know why them folks shit is quote unquote validated? Because they just figured out how to create structure. Mm-hmm. They figured that shit out.
I could go
and
for that.
Control the masses. Damn, Jay. You gonna kick me again, Jay, with the mic?
I'm sorry, I got a cramp.
Man, I don't know, man. I just feel like niggas should be able to do what the fuck they want to do when they want to do it, man.
You can.
I'm saying like within your household. Like, why the fuck am I going to jail for beating the fuck out my kids?
Because you beat the fuck out of
you beat the fuck out your kids.
So she don't think some of these kids need to fuck beat out them?
No, not the way that some of them do.
But you can't do
some
that.
Of them.
I ain't saying child abuse. Like, I was child abused.
When you say beat the fuck, that's child abuse.
That shit helped me. That nigga said, because I used to want to go to school and do some bullshit like
that. Nigga said, I was child abuse.
Sugar the tank, flat the tires, all that. When I got caught doing that, my grandma beat me so bad, I never want to do that again.
But you, okay.
So those were consequences that I respected, and those things need to happen. Because if not, if I could continue to do that, if she gave a fuck about those laws and not did that, I would have continued to did that until I finally one day shot a school up.
Mm.
That's why I feel like no discipline, like you said, discipline is mandatory.
Yes.
But y'all stop us from disciplining our own kids, parenting.
Do you know why the thought behind that is? The thought behind that is not for the kids that's just getting a spanking to discipline. The thought is the motherfucking drunk daddy or uncle that come home and beat the shit out of his wife and all his kids.
They ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a nigga who you know you got your ass whooped.
They don't know the difference if they come and see the kids fucked up. They don't know the difference.
The laws aren't made to differentiate because just like take the abortion law for instance, even though people think that abortion is wrong, there are some instances that validate abortion, like rape, incest, you know, like certain situations like that. But the people that are trying to change the laws now are just saying a blanket no across the board for any type of abortion at all, and that's not fair and that's not right.
Mm.
I think nobody should be telling a woman what to do with their body.
I don't think so either.
I don't care if she went and had sex with 50 niggas and decided to have 50 abortions after that. That's her business and her body. Like, I don't think a group of 12, 15 people could say, you know what, no abortions at all. Mm-hmm. I do agree with their whole thing when they saying, all right, after 6 months, it's a dub. Let that shit go. You got to have that baby now, because that you tearing your own body up at that point. That's a whole fucking human. You can have them kids. So I don't agree with like abortions at like 6 months, but other than that, do your business.
So basically, justification leads to validation.
Yeah.
Yeah, justification is some powerful shit. We ain't even know it. Hey, that's another Big Facts Friday. Fuck with us at www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.